a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Season was make adjustments from outing to outing, being a young player in the big leagues for the first time.
Altuve is going to have his arm tested, but before he could make the throw, he drops that fly ball. So they were going to tag up on Altuve, and we were going to get a chance to see Altuve try to throw a runner out at home. Instead, he dropped the fly ball.
That was last night in the Astros-Nationals game that you could have caught on Space City Home Network. It also marked the return of Lance McCullers. And while I'm really happy about that, and I think more people around Houston should be happy about that, I can't get it out of my head, that image of Altuve, as you just heard right there on the call, trying to catch a routine pop-up. Ball hits his glove. Did he even have it in his glove? Is he still figuring out how to close a glove that's bigger than the second base glove he used to have? Insert small people jokes. Ball bounces off of his glove. Rolls into foul territory past the left field line. Runner scores easily. Doesn't even have to tag up. We still haven't even seen Altuve try to make a throw from the outfield to home plate. And I mean, that would have been his first opportunity to do it. And maybe he got a little excited because of that possibility and rushed it, did it too quickly. But even though he had a really nice catch before that in the left center gap, there's enough routine stuff falling through the cracks with Altuve in left field that has me concerned. I think it should have you concerned too. If you're not, 713-780-3776 to call, to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. A texter brought up, the real question is, what is the real difference between the best and worst wins above replacement for left fielders? Will his hitting offset being a really bad outfielder over the course of a season? You would think so. One of the best leadoff hitters in baseball. He's going to get more at-bats than just about every player on the Astros, because there's no more Alex Bregman, who plays in just about every single game. So he's going to get a ton of at-bats to make up for it. And you would think that the amount of balls hit to him in left field that he can actually make a play on would be minimal, just given the size of Daikin Park's left field. Still, though, you see stuff like this that seems so routine and so easy. How many times is this going to happen? Is this going to be a weekly thing? Monthly, I could take it. Weekly is what I'm concerned about. Especially if some of those weekly occurrences, Sean, happen during an important situation.
Yeah, yeah. When it happens is going to be big. I think also the routineness of it is what's really the alarming part. Is like the play he didn't make last week, that was one where, listen, it was kind of embarrassing, just the jump, mistiming the jump and not knowing where the wall is stuff. Like that's more, it just looks really bad, but it would have been a level play, like a plus level play, where this is just like, dude, you just need to make this play if you're gonna be a credible left fielder.
I don't even care if you throw it to home plate. I just want you to catch the effing ball.
Exactly. Like, you could hear Todd. He was gearing up for the, like, all right, let's see his arm tested.
Right.
And he didn't even catch
it.
Couldn't
even get to that.
So I think if it's a kind of routine, you know, not top 10 kind of play like this, yeah, like once a month you can live with it. But once you get to like every 2 weeks, because that becomes like way too often. Again, I'm not asking him to make giant plays out here, because the guy who played most of his time in left field previously for the Astros, Yordan Alvarez, who I think is a good kind of guy to think about when you're talking about how good does a bat have to be to outweigh what you are in left field, where I'm not saying Altuve needs to be Yordan, but I think you can be an offense first kind of player, because our biggest problem with Yordan and left was just like, oh my God, he's going to snap in half out right there, or he's going to charge into Pena and it looks like a car wreck. I think that if Altuve can just make the simple ones, and if it's the kind of upper level gold glove kind of plays he can't make, I don't expect him to make those, but I expect him to be able to catch a lazy fly ball.
We expect, if we were playing in left field, to be able to catch that.
Yes.
I think most human beings that have watched enough baseball, you believe you could make that catch. And a lot of us probably couldn't, but I think most people watch that play again, you probably would think you'd catch that.
Yeah, that's a good point. If like, if we got everyone from the station out to catch balls in left field, and they that exact thing happened to one of us, like, we would get made fun of. That's how routine it was.
So how do we get this better? Because there's only 8 days left, and
got to learn on the job.
There's a Team America song / South Park song. It was the first time it played in a South Park episode. It was in the Aspen episode. And the next time it played was in Team America. It's called Montage. The hour's approaching to give it your best, and you've got to reach your prime. It's a great song, and it makes fun of all the montages in movies. So what movie montage would get Jose Altuve in 8 days, ready to play left field? I mean, there's a million Rocky montages. Every Rocky movie has at least one montage. Rocky IV, Hearts on Fire. Rocky, the original one. There's Rocky III, where they're just on the beach. It's a little homoerotic between Sylvester Stallone and Carl Weathers, R.I.P., between Rocky and Apollo Creed. There's Mulan. Huh?
I pulled up a list. Mulan's on there. That's a good one. I'll make a man out of you.
I'll make a left fielder out of you. There's Dirty Dancing, where Patrick Swayze, Houston's own, and pre-doing things through her nose, which was beautiful, Jennifer Grey. They did it to Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen. Hungry eyes, Jose Altuve, don't look with your hungry eyes at home plate. Catch the ball. Like that. Could play that in the background as we just speed it up for Altuve to get better. The Karate Kid, there's You're the Best Around by Joe Esposito.
Wouldn't fit in this situation.
Right, because he's not the best around. He will never be the
although
best around.
Although Danielson wasn't the best around at that
point. Danielson sucked. I mean, I'm glad they made the spinoff Cobra Kai show. Because Daniel sucks. He sucks. Sucks, sucks, sucks. Classic Jersey trash. He moves to the West Coast and starts trying to steal Johnny Lawrence's girl. Come on, man. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Scarface montage is great. Push it to the limit. That's probably my favorite montage ever. Push it to the limit. And you know, there's the tiger.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
The cocaine.
I guess, are we judging the songs or the scenes of Jose Altuve?
Well, listen, Jose Altuve would never do any of those things. He's, he's a great citizen.
It's a great montage, though.
It's a great montage. And I feel like pushing it to the limit. Like, we need Altuve to push it to the limit.
It is funny, all these, or not all these, a lot of these are either kids' movies, sports movies, or they're Scarface, The Godfather, Goodfellas, which I was like, wait, what's the montage in The Godfather? I was like, oh yeah, at the end. At the end where he is becoming the Godfather.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe that.
Where they play the organ in the background.
As Altuve's getting consecrated as
the left fielder.
A left fielder.
Who are they going to kill? They're going to just like.
Chaz McCormick, sorry.
Oh, no.
Taylor Trammell.
Zach DiCenzo.
Yeah, Ben Gamel.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. By the way, so most interactive sports talk show in Houston. It's the best movie montage ever. Maybe we'll play some audio from those on the other side. And we actually do have some mildly breaking news about Jose Altuve's status in left field. Stick around and find out what it is. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN Houston, ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This spring break, gather your family and friends and visit Spring Fest at Dewberry Farm. Enjoy free daily Easter egg hunts and take photos with the Easter Bunny. Plus, meet our friendly farm animals, pick spring flowers, and have fun on over 40 exciting rides and attractions. Enjoy blue skies and spring vibes at Dewberry Farm Spring Fest, March 8th through April 27th in Brookshire, Texas. Use code FARM6 at checkout online and save $6 per ticket for a limited time. Get your tickets at DewberryFarm.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Born in Austin, Texas, Rambler Sparkling Water's signature limestone mineral blend and crisp carbonation creates a unique flavor for a premium sparkling water without the sodium. Available in original lemon, lime, grapefruit, Satsuma, blackberry, and now wild cherry. Grab a case today at your local grocery store. Learn more about Rambler at RamblerSparklingWater.com. Get Ramblin', Houston.
Lance Zierlein here for Allstate Windows and Siding. If you're looking to give your home a facelift, forget about painting or staining. Buy siding from Allstate Windows and Siding. Allstate Windows and Siding has a huge selection of colors, and their product is energy efficient and impact resistant from wind and weather. Call today at 832-204-1936 and ask about their $2,500 off complete siding jobs. It's their spring special. Visit AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. Discounts available for senior citizens, military, and first responders as well. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
Okay, so you don't need to quit your job, but maybe play some hooky this Thursday and Friday to catch every NCAA basketball tournament game with us, your favorite station, ESPN Houston. On Thursday, we'll be broadcasting live from Texas Tailgate Sports Bar and Patio in Edo. And then on Friday, we'll be hanging out all day at Carbach Brewery near 290 and 610. Go to ESPN975.com for all the info. And thanks to our presenting sponsor, Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Remember, you're playing hooky with us this Thursday and Friday.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
I mean, Rocky IV was just one montage. The whole movie was a montage. Wow, he's just saying the plot.
I was going to say, this is why I like it, because it is a... what they don't do in movies anymore, which is make a song that explains the plot of the movie in the
really
song.
Funny. They just get rid of the dialogue altogether, and Rocky's just chopping wood in his cabin. And then there's the KGB guys who are following him around. Same thing with Hearts on Fire.
And it ends with him climbing this mountain for some reason, reaching the top, and then yelling, Drago!
it's easily the cheesiest Rocky movie, but it's possibly the best.
Yeah, because it's all the Rocky movies just turned up to 11. Like, it's just like the people pleaser.
It's what Fast and Furious became.
Yes.
Rocky IV is where Fast and Furious is now.
It's the Fast 5 of... And maybe Fast 7 of...
Fast 7, because the last couple of Fast were okay, and Rocky 5 is a mixed bag. I actually enjoyed it. I think it's fun.
It's its own thing.
Tommy Gunn. R.I.P. Tommy Gunn, real life.
Great name, though.
So what montage should Jose Altuve play so that he can become a better left fielder? Here is the update on Joe Espada, on Jose Altuve in left field, courtesy of Joe Espada. Today, Espada said Jose Altuve will play most of his games in left field this season. He left the door open for things to change, injuries, good performances in the minor leagues, but made it clear that Altuve will open the season as the Astros' primary left fielder. So it's happening, and we got to figure out how to get this guy playing the best possible defense he can in left. And all I can think of are cheesy 1980s montages. That's all I've got. From the 361, did Happy Gilmore have a montage? I don't remember off the top of my head. I do know it's going to have a sequel in July.
I forgot what the, like, what was happening.
I feel like there were sequences where it showed his happy place, which was Julie Bowen in lingerie and a bunch of beer.
Well, it was also like him like winning tournaments, right? Wasn't that? Or maybe just playing super well,
you know,
in
what?
One of
You're
the tournaments.
Right. There was a, there
where
was,
like the crowd gets bigger and bigger.
And the checks get bigger and bigger. Right. From the 936, Eric the Driver says, the Skyfall montage where Bond is getting back in shape. Skyfall's the best Bond.
Yes.
Hot take alert.
Agreed.
Love that movie. The Adele song to open up. Everything. The Javier Bardem masterclass performance as a bad guy. Fantastic. What montage does Jose Altuve need to hear to get back? Well, I don't even say get back. To look competent.
To learn how to... Like these guys, I guess, other than in the Rocky sequels, where it that those were to get back on top. But this is just to learn how to do this thing.
We're just asking for competence. That's all we're asking for, and hopefully that won't be a huge problem for the Astros this year. Rocky comments on YouTube, Jim Crane genuinely thinks he's got a good team. And Dana keeps saying, Dana Brown, we have a team to win the division. And anything can happen once you get there. That tone lets me know Dana knows this team is not good. I don't know. I mean, the sheer volume of pitching that they have, a lot of it's injured. But the volume of pitching that they could have by the end of the season, I'd feel pretty good about the Astros' chances. And I do like the offense. Paredes projects well for Minute Maid Park. Christian Walker had a good season last year. He is by far better than anything the Astros put at first base last year. He should be ready for opening day, dealing with that oblique injury. Second base is where it gets tricky, and it does, you know, stand to reason. Well, why isn't Altuve just play second base? But I think that they are looking at better fielding options. They clearly don't feel very good about him as a second baseman. I mean, they brought in Brendan Rodgers. They brought in Luis Guillorme. They brought in some guys who were good defenders. But I do wonder, where are those guys going to be in the lineup? And if it ends up just being Mauricio Dubon as your everyday second baseman, it makes the most sense. And I've said this before, Dubon should be an everyday player. I think he's good enough to be an everyday player. Then after that, you got to figure out what the hell's going on with the other two outfield spots, which are probably Jake Myers and Chaz McCormick, and you don't feel great about either of those. And you're hoping that Cam Smith is going to be up sooner rather than later. But it is really a plan that feels like it was thought up at the last second, or things are just being thrown against the wall because they realize the limitations of their outfield having just traded Kyle Tucker. And it is limited.
I will say there does seem a little bit of, well, what if Cam Smith and Zach DiZinzo, like, actually are everyday players, and now there's not really a place for them to play other than the two corner outfield spots? Because they're both third basemen, really. DiZinzo played a little bit of first, broke his jaw doing so.
Right. Well, hang on. I don't know if it's a broken jaw, but yeah, that
sprained
was...
Sprained something. Like, he got hit in the face with a baseball.
It was a strange-sounding injury yesterday. Here is the actual injury. Zach DiZinzo suffered a TMJ sprain, which is an injury to the ligaments and muscles that support the jaw joint. It's on the left side of his face, even though the ground ball hit him on the right side of his jaw. So I guess he didn't break his jaw where the ball hit impact-wise.
That's him hitting the ground?
He cleared concussion protocol and will be reevaluated tomorrow.
Okay. So
he didn't break a jaw.
Okay.
And DiZinzo, I guess, still has a chance to make the opening day roster. But I'd be surprised.
But if both these guys pan out, like, he hurt himself playing first base. Well, Christian Walker's there.
Yeah.
They're both third basemen. Well, Isak Paredes is there.
Right.
The only other places to put him are in
outfield,
left and right field, and you have Jose Altuve holding down one of those spots. So, And neither of them can really play center. So,
And Myers has to play center.
Yes. Or McCormick. Like, one of those guys has to play center.
Myers, I think, because he's so good defensively,
he's better defensive,
makes up for sure. You know, because you got Altuve left. You got to make up for him now. And you might have to make up for whoever's in right field. If it's not Chaz. Because Chaz has another option, and Chaz has sucked this spring.
Yeah, he hasn't really been good. So if you want to say, hey, neither of these guys can really hit, just give me the better fielder at center, having to cover up for the mistakes, I'd buy that. But if these prospects both pan out and are good enough to play this year,
I know, but it's
the plan might be to move Altuve back to second base.
Maybe, but if is such a big word.
For
this one, I mean, you're hitting on two, and I mean, I'm optimistic about Cam Smith. This ends up, we'll see, you know?
Yeah, I guess that also depends on how bad Altuve's out there with the glove.
Oof. Yeah. Again, it's not looking great to this point. We're asking what montages should Jose Altuve have played in the background as he tries to get better as a fielder. Another text. This is from the 713. Someone else brings up the Karate Kid. You're the best around. No, he's never going to be the best around. We can't do that. From the 832, Altuve has to have a montage using "Nothing's Going to Stop Us Now" by Starship. Sir, you need to be arrested. "Nothing's Going to Stop Us Now" by Starship is a crime against humanity. Much like all these oak trees out here, I want to take them out. Starship, someone should have taken out that Starship. We needed a Death Star to take that thing out. From the 409, what song was played in Major League when they were removing the pasties from the owner from Aaron in Mid-County? Good question.
I don't know. I'm bad with these songs are. I can remember the montage in the movie, but like the song, I can't remember that.
I'm not sure if it was a song as much as it was a tune,
just like the score to the movie or something. Yeah.
And then it wraps up with that credit card commercial that they do where they're all wearing tuxes and they say we're contenders now.
Yeah, and then the Willie Mays Hayes slides in.
He slides in. The Nickelodeon cartoon Doug intro music for Altuve montage. No, you're getting too cute. This is some millennial. This is some millennial stuff.
Yeah, just like a cartoon or a cartoon intro song. That's not what we're doing.
Ooh, someone for the 409. Play the Batman Begins movie montage. No, that's a good one, but no. You got to play the Dark Knight Rises montage. You got to play the montage that they're playing as he is slowly working back into shape to climb out of the pit.
Yeah.
That is the number one banger by Hans Zimmer in those Batman movies. God, Hans Zimmer made that movie so good. All of those movies so good. The soundtrack in Batman is second to none. Teen Wolf. I haven't seen Teen Wolf. Maybe I should change that tonight. Maybe that's a movie that we do for tomorrow. HTX Rhino says the Benny Hill theme. No, the Benny Hill theme.
I did think about that. That is a song that fits.
Dang it, now you're making me cough. That was actually really funny. Oh, goodness gracious.
Someone should do that. Post it online. Just speed up the... Because it's all those, like, you know, Benny Hill stuff. It's all, like, sped up, too. Like, the video sped up.
Da-da.
Just speed up the two bloopers that he had and put that together. Yeah.
Keep them coming. Montages for Jose Altuve to play in the background so that they get better and better. We have some, it seems, and again, going to have to double check this, but we may have some breaking Houston Texans news. You'll have it on the other side. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5.
Sell your car to America's best car buyer, GiveMeTheVIN.com, and you may be the one that gets an extra $25,000 in your pocket. We are giving away $25,000 to a random person that sells their car to GiveMeTheVIN.com in the month of March. GiveMeTheVIN.com, big cash giveaway. You can't afford not to try it.
No purchase necessary. For official rules, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
When you
you're overwhelmed with tax debt, deciding what to do next is a true win or lose decision. You can lose your car, your paycheck, even your retirement savings. Or you can choose someone to help you win this battle with the IRS. Now is the time to tackle your tax debt, but you don't have to do it alone. Meet Priority Tax Relief, veteran-owned and the expert in tax debt resolution. Our priority is fighting for you. Our team has helped clients save millions and can reduce or even erase your tax debt. Call 800-492-1503 right now to talk to our winning team. Priority Tax Relief has a direct line to the IRS. That's right, a fast track to find out if you qualify for life-changing tax relief in just minutes. Priority Tax Relief fights to protect your money, has five-star reviews on Google, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Why wait? Call Priority Tax Relief for your free tax consultation. Call 800-492-1503. That's 800-492-1503. Let's make your taxes our priority. Stop your tax debt now. Call 800-492-1503.
The tournament starts this week, so it's time to play ESPN Houston's Bracket Madness Contest. Go to ESPN975.com to fill out your bracket today for a chance to win great prizes. Thanks to presenting sponsor Golden Nugget Lake Charles and supporting sponsors Two Creeks Crossing Resort and East River Nine. Your winning bracket could score a prize from Two Creeks Crossing Resort, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Gooder Sunglasses, Nico Nico's, Trulux, and lots more. Go to ESPN975.com to fill out your bracket today.
John Granata here with Yanni Damaris from Damaris Barbecue. I am a wing connoisseur, and I think your Greek wings are as good as any wings in this city.
The Greek wings, I just had one that I brought in just now. It was awesome.
You can get them smoked as well.
Yes.
Or you can get them
fried with Frank's hot sauce. You can get them with our second-gen barbecue sauce. You can get them just about any way you want.
Damaris Barbecue, two locations. One's on 610 at 18th Street. The other's at Shepherd, just north of West Alabama. Or you can order ahead at Damaris.com.
The Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore is on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Are you size conscious? Do you want to have more confidence in the bedroom? At Penafil, we can increase your girth with HA fillers. It's safe with no cutting. See results in 10 to 14 days. Dr. Mitchell is one of the best in the country with this procedure. Go to penofill.com to schedule a free phone consultation or call or text 214-606-3867. That's 214-606-3867. See the experts. Call or text now.
Show in Houston, 713-780-3776 to call in and text in. We've been talking about the idea of Jose Altuve in left field for most of today's show. Underwhelming at best, based off of what we saw from him yesterday, where he did have a web jam, but he also had a really brutal drop of a routine pop-up. Joe Espada said today that Altuve, it's the plan to have him as their left fielder the majority of this season. But we have some breaking Houston Texans news. First reported by Jordan Schultz, free agent, offensive tackle Cam Robinson is signing with the Texans. Robinson started all 17 games last season, 7 with the Jaguars, traded to the Vikings, the last 10 in Minnesota. And continues Schultz, he will help stabilize the line for C.J. Stroud. Per Diana Russini of The Athletic, the deal is 1 year, worth between $12 and $14.5 million. Last I saw, Cam Robinson was supposedly asking for $15 million a year or so, and the Patriots walked away from the table. That's from Albert Breer when they saw that. As far as Cam Robinson goes, here are all the important notes. He was a second-round pick by the Jacksonville Jaguars in the 2017 NFL draft. He was with Jacksonville until last year where he was traded. Not a lot given up in return for him, but he was on an expiring contract. The Vikings got him and a 2026 seventh round pick. Minnesota shipped off a conditional 2026 fifth round pick that upgrades to a fourth if Robinson has enough play time, and Robinson had enough play time. So a 29-year-old tackle who was traded for a fourth round pick last year, and last year for the Vikings was part of an offense that did pretty well, but also was part of an offense that was under siege in the playoffs against the Los Angeles Rams. I went to Pro Football Focus to take a look at where he ranks statistically. And again, take it all with a grain of salt. I'm not someone who studies the film, but he ranks 56th out of 141 qualifying tackles overall, 49th in pass protection, and 75th in run blocking. Will he play left tackle? Will he play right tackle? That's the big question here, because the other news today for the Houston Texans is that they restructured Titus Howard's contract, saving them about $12 million against the cap. I think they brought the number down from 23 against the cap to 11-something against the cap. From what we heard, courtesy of Aaron Wilson from Channel 2 last week, the plan was for the Texans to move Titus Howard from right to left tackle. This definitely gives you another option. And as we have been saying for really the last couple of weeks, as we scratch our head at what the Texans have been doing on the offensive line, Sean, we just wanted them to sign a guy that we've heard of. And they have just signed a guy that they have heard of, and they are paying him starter money.
Yeah, that to me is the biggest thing, is that he is getting paid a contract that you think is a starting tackle in the league. Not one of the best, not, you know, Laremy Tunsil, but a starting tackle in the NFL. The interesting part is, like you said, Titus Howard's supposed to be the starting. They're prepared to start with him at left tackle. And in the 2024 draft, their second round pick was right tackle Blake Fisher, a guy who hasn't played anywhere else on the line. So I do wonder, does this mean that Titus Howard is moving to left guard? Does it mean that he's
good question
no longer on the team? I think it's more likely that he's a guard.
Yes, nowhere, I would think so here. But we'll see, because again, you know, with Blake Fisher, what if Blake Fisher's not good going into his second year and the Texans think to themselves, you know what, we're going to put Titus Howard back at right tackle and we're going to try Blake Fisher on the interior, even though he's never done that before.
Or it's a year after they started the season with Kenyon Green at left guard saying, hey, we drafted this guy in the first round. We got to see. We got to at least roll into a season and just see how he handles it. He'll be the starter and we'll have to live with the results. Maybe they learned their lesson. They're correcting from that, going, hey, if we don't think Blake Fisher is ready, let's not throw him out there just to throw him out there because we picked him in the second round.
Exactly. You know, you can't force a guy into that role just because you drafted him there.
This year, Blake Fisher might just be a swing tackle.
Mm-hmm. And nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Now, you'll probably need him at some point.
You will. You needed him this past season. And he came in and there were some struggles. And look, his second year might be better. He finally got some NFL experience, but look, they needed bodies, and they needed bodies that were to be taken seriously.
Yeah,
Cam Robinson, I'm not going to act like he's a great player or anything like that. I wouldn't know, truly. To speak against that, I wouldn't know. But they need serious options on their offensive line. And to this point, they had not gotten any. Ed Ingram, who they traded for, late-round draft pick, not it. Laken Tomlinson, not it. Bringing back Zach Thomas, not it. Jarrett Patterson, I mean, of all the guys that are returning on the interior, that's the one that I feel like has done the most. Juice Scruggs, not feeling great about to this point. Blake Fisher, complete unknown to me. I'm not going to say the guy is never going to be a good offensive lineman, but I mean, take a look at how the offensive line did while he was playing right tackle and they had moved Titus Howard over to left guard.
Yeah.
Didn't do so hot.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Say what you want. They have tried to address this with the, you know, meager means that they have to address these things with. But at the end of the day, it's better than with the two guards that they've brought in with Tomlinson and with Ingram. But this is of the same level of just picking up new guys, reshaking the snow globe, and hoping that something else is better. That when all of it falls down, that you have a better offensive line than you did last year, and maybe that comes down to just, hey, Popovich is a better coach than
Cole Popovich.
Yeah, Cole Popovich is a better coach than Strasser is, Chris Strasser.
And that is the hope. I mean, a lot of this has felt like, hey, these coaches were just so bad last year. This year they're going to be better. And with Laremy Tunsil out of the building, there's going to be a little bit more urgency for these offensive linemen who are going to know, hey, just because you got a big contract or you're a former second round pick, that doesn't mean that we don't have massive expectations for you. So they bring in a former second round pick, a guy who we recognize. They're paying him serious money. And I don't know if I would agree with Siraj saying it's a huge signing. He is literally huge. He's 6'6". But I will say it's a signing that gives me a sigh of relief because they needed to bring in somebody that was actually serious to compete for whoever's going to be protecting C.J. Stroud next year. I'm sure that they're going to draft somebody at some point, but you're putting a lot of pressure on a rookie, no matter what round they're drafted in, to throw him into this offensive line that last year had so many issues.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that the Texans made this move happen. And we'll see if there's any more. But this makes me feel like there's a little bit of a better plan going on the offensive line. Again, it's going to be a really uphill battle for them to fix it. But hey, it can't get much worse than it was last year. Some more comments. Battery Chucker suggests this just means they'll start Titus Howard at left guard. It might. It certainly might. I think Cam Robinson, primary left tackle, like that. That does stand to reason that, yeah, you move him to the interior or you move him back to right, because I don't see why you would move Titus Howard back to left tackle when he hasn't played that since 2021. It just seems like you're asking for a lot for a guy who is playing on the other side. You ask any offensive lineman, then changing sides on the offensive line, it is like learning to write with your other hand.
Yeah, because everything's just flipped of
right.
Your footwork, your handwork.
Exactly.
It's all flipped. And then you're moving into the interior too.
Yep.
Yeah. Reacting to this live, I would assume Robinson left tackle, Howard left guard.
Yep.
Center, question mark. Maybe Juice or Jared Patterson. Juice Scruggs or Jared Patterson. Right guard, Tomlinson / draft pick. Right tackle, Fisher. Is just like how I'd guess.
That's how it projects right now, right?
But this, I mean, again, just with where how Titus can play, maybe he's right tackle, Fisher's a swing tackle. You now are looking for two guards,
yep.
Or one of Thomas and Ingram. They still have a lot of options. Cam Robinson is the best offensive lineman that they've added this
yes,
year.
Yes, by far. Not even close.
But at the end of the day, still not, you know. He's not going to be Laremy Tunsil out there at left tackle.
Exactly. They signed him to a one-year deal. Yeah. And, I mean, the market, clearly, there was no one else offering a long-term deal. So there's some questions. I think he had a meniscus injury the other year, 2023. He did play all 17 games last season, so you at least have that going on. But you need somebody serious on the offensive line. This is a more serious option. More comments. HTX Rhino comments. No one on that offensive line should be guaranteed a job, and Casario sucks at O-line picks. Yes, that is something to consider. And that's why I think they should be a little bit more aggressive right now, like trading for
guys
or signing established guys, right? Because, look, it's also, you know, even if you are good at drafting offensive linemen, it's tough for offensive linemen when they first break in. And
yeah. It might be you draft a guy, he looks like the wrong guy in 2024 or in 2025, and in 2026, he's the right guy. It just takes time with this thing, like we're talking about with Blake Fisher.
J-Dog comments, the draft will probably know you what their plan is.
Yeah, they got it. They got to draft a guard or a lineman, probably an interior guy at this point with the Robinson signing.
Yes.
They got to get one their first two picks.
Probably first 2 to 3 picks, I would like to see one, and definitely a wide receiver too. That's Sean Mace behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. We did scrap Washed Watch today because of this breaking news. In case you are just tuning in, the Houston Texans signed Cam Robinson, former Jaguar and former Viking left tackle, started all 17 games last year, to a one-year deal, $12 million to $14.5 million. How do you feel about the move? Do you feel better about the Texans' offensive line now? 713-780-3776 to call to Texas. The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stick around.
Fill out your brackets in ESPN Houston's Bracket Madness Contest. Sign up now at ESPN975.com.
Houston, it's time. The Chevron Championship is back at the Club at Carlton Woods in the Woodlands, April 24th through the 27th. Experience the excitement of the LPGA Tour's first major of the year as the world's best female golfers compete for the prestigious Dinah Shore Trophy. Don't miss stars like Nelly Korda, Lydia Ko, Lauren Coughlin, and Lilia Vu as they take center stage. Tickets on sale now at thechevronchampionship.com. That's thechevronchampionship.com. See you April 24th through the 27th.
The race is on at Sam Houston Race Park. Join us on March 22nd for Texas Champions Day. Enjoy food and drink specials, live music, and the best Sunday brunch around. Only at Sam Houston Race Park. Visit shrp.com for details.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 79cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
79cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 79cash.com, and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 79cash.com. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, your passport? An RV.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
For over 50 years, Allstate Windows and Siding has helped homeowners reduce outdoor noise, enhance the appearance, and increase the energy efficiency of their homes. Call at 832-204-1936 or visit AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com to schedule an appointment today.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Last chance to dance, Paul Gallant Show. In case you're just tuning in, the Houston Texans have signed former Jaguar and former Viking left tackle Cam Robinson, who started all 17 games last year for Minnesota. They signed him to a one-year deal worth between $12 and $14.5 million. I do not know if Cam Robinson will be good here. Could not tell you. And it doesn't seem like the market was as interested in him as he would have liked it to be. But I like that the Texans are at least signing somebody who I've heard of on this offensive line that desperately needs all the help it can get. Where will Robinson play? I'd imagine left tackle. That allows them to move Titus Howard either to left guard or potentially back to right tackle if Blake Fisher's not ready to go next year. And on the interior, you're going to have some sort of Thunderdome-esque competition between a lot of big dudes. Ed Ingram, who they traded for. Lakin Tomlinson, who they signed. Jarrett Patterson. Juice Scruggs. And I imagine someone that they draft. We'll see who they end up drafting. A texter asks, so Paul, with all the linemen the Texans have signed, what position do you think they will focus on in the draft? I mean, they're still focusing on this. You think it's done? It's not done. This is a step in the right direction, though. They had not taken a step in the right direction yet. They traded Laremy Tunsil. They didn't get that much back in return for Laremy Tunsil. They cut Shaq Mason, who did stink last year. But they lost pieces on an offensive line that wasn't good. And even though it can't get much worse than the offensive line was last year, the offensive line was worse until they got Cam Robinson. Are they back to where they were last year? I don't know. I still think there's some more help that's needed to get them over that level. Losing Laremy Tunsil, no matter how you feel about the guy's a great tackle, and they got worse at left tackle. Robinson's a worse player, but at least Robinson's passable.
Yeah, Robinson's the first guy that they've brought in, either signed or traded for, this offseason that I view as like, okay, there's a starter. You know, there's a guy who is I feel good about like him being a starter on this year's Texans teams. Tomlinson and Ingram, to me, were both moves where it's like they can start, but you hope they're backups. And this is the first guy where it's like, okay, with the contract he's getting, with how he's played in the past, you're like, okay, this guy is going to be starting on one of your tackle spots. It just, you now need the interior starters still. Because to me, right, Tomlinson and Ingram weren't that.
None of these guys are starters. None of them. I mean, and I hope that the offseason we figure out who's the best. But this is a lot like last offseason when the Texans brought in Jeffrey Okuda and CJ Henderson at corner.
That's a good comparison.
Before they drafted, ultimately, Kamari Lassiter and ended up getting perhaps the best corner in the second round, which is saying something. This was an incredible corner draft this past year. Some comments on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Eric, with two eyes, says, it's an upgrade. I'll take it. J-Dog comments, Joe Mixon tweeted out a chef cooking emoji, so he must be good. He did say that Nick Caserio was up to something.
I don't think this counts.
I don't either.
As cooking.
I don't either.
I think the C.J. Gardner-Johnson, you can count that as cooking, I guess, but the Cam Robinson, it's like, he's, again, solid. Solid piece. Not Caserio, you've done it again, you son of a gun.
Yeah. Another text. 713. Why are you guys so high on Tunsil? He was playing scared most of the season. Scared. His false starts, the results of playing with anxiety. Does he have anxiety? I think you're reaching here. And the underlying emotion of that is fear. This guy's a hardo. The linemen he faced, he was more afraid of them than they were. Coach Ryan's, man, it sounds like you play for the team, wants mentally tough guys who play every down like a beast. That's the culture of the coaching staff, and I like that. They didn't bench Laremy Tunsil.
No.
Because even though he, as you are saying, I think incorrectly, was scared. Continues this texter, I would rather have a player with demonstrated heart than one who is collecting millions to protect a quarterback that his play says he wasn't interested in doing. Damn. Tough-minded player wins championships. Sir, it sounds like you want Rudy Rudiger playing left tackle.
Bad news for you, Cam Robinson will also be making millions.
He will?
he will be making several millions of dollars.
And he won't be as good as Laremy Tunsil, no matter how you feel about what Laremy Tunsil was as far as a leader or how much he gave care. He was one of the best pass-blocking tackles in the league. No denying that. You're going to miss him, not having him. Robinson is not Laremy Tunsil. We have to agree on that. We have to. And I think you're smoked a little extra something today, Mr. Texter, but I do appreciate the texts on the most interactive sports talk show in town.
Yeah, the gist of it I get, where it's like the mentality that you got from Tunsil you don't like. And I think we both agree on that, but it's just the play was better than what you're going to get from Cam Robinson.
Yes.
Even with the penalties.
Yes, 100%. Ask Alon anything? Or one quick question before we do some garbage time. Paul, during your long radio career, asks Chetty on YouTube, what's the best breaking news you had while doing a show? Not this. Cam Robinson signing with the Texans, not the best breaking news I've had.
What?
The best breaking news was when, over at the flagship, I did a show from 8 p.m. to 4 in the morning that was running counter to the Astros flagship broadcast of Game 7 of the 2017 World Series. So I was basically doing play-by-play and screwing around while watching World Series Game 7. And when they won the World Series, we partied. We partied very hard. I had a lot to drink that night. And again, I did a show from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. all by myself, though, with Ryan Rocket, who was my producer at the time, and Ryan Rocket is the man. I am one of the greatest radio hosts in the history of the world.
What do you think your the listenership was 8 a.m. to, like, 11?
8 p.m. to 11, it was...
Probably
it,
low,
it
right?
It was a decent amount.
Oh, really?
It was a decent amount. Well, comments I will say for myself... I felt like it was a fun broadcast. So there was a serious broadcast and there was a fun broadcast. Okay. The fun broadcast was the fun one. Anyway, he's Sean. I'm Paul. Time for some garbage time before we get out of here.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
Ah, I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
This always sucks. I hate it when this happens. A Bulgarian soccer team held a minute of silence for a player that they thought had passed away. He was a 76-year-old former player. Turns out the guy was alive. So they had to do an apology. Not going to lie, though, that was probably pretty cool for that guy. Because there's like a moment of silence for him and he's not actually dead. Like they sent out an apology. They were really embarrassed by it. But I don't know. It would be pretty cool to see how people feel about you once you're gone. And this is the only way you're going to get it, is if someone accidentally kills you on the internet.
Yeah, yeah, that is the way to do it, is to have an internet hoax of your death. Yeah, I hope it went well for this Bulgarian soccer team legend. I hope no one was like, good, glad that piece of trash, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone forgets about this story from 40 years ago about how he slapped a waitress or whatever.
No, that would be funny if he got canceled out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old Petko Ganchev, that's his name.
Oh, Petko.
Old Petko in Bulgaria. I mean, it does seem like a rather Bulgarian story, but hey, shout out to our good buddy, a longtime listener of the program, Petko Ganchev. Of Bulgaria. He is not dead.
Yeah, we're going to work on him calling in Thursday.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
I wonder what Bulgarian sounds like. Probably close to Russian.
Yeah.
Is that xenophobic?
At least we wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
You know? Sounds like that, probably. Russian mob's going to put a hit on me now. The astronauts. Speaking of Russia, they used to have astronauts. The astronauts who were stuck in space for 285 days... since last June, are finally home. These are the guys who got stranded by Boeing, which is having just the best year, you know? No issues with witnesses and court cases. No airlines crashing and screwing up all over the place. No issues for Boeing, who tried to take their talents to space and failed there, too. SpaceX saved these guys. So, hey, listen, I know Elon's a little too involved these days, perhaps, but at least he saved these people who were up there for a while. These people landed and there were dolphins like swimming around their pod and they crashed in the ocean.
That's cool.
That was pretty cool. You get welcomed back by dolphins.
Yes, welcome back.
Scientists are trapped at a base in Antarctica with an unhinged guy. Someone sent out an email. Yeah, one of these guys is unhinged and has tried to hurt some of us. So I think they're going to have a future horror movie at some point. Stephen King, start going. And one last one, garbage time. Dairy Queen is giving away free ice cream cones tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
For what?
I guess it's the end of spring.
Okay.
Or it's the beginning of spring.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm not asking too many questions.
Yeah, just take your free Dairy Queen ice cream cone.
All right.
Wherever you can get them. And on that note, guys, that's going to wrap up today's edition of the Paul Gallant Show. Big thanks to our texters, callers, YouTubers, Twitchers, and everyone else who listened. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. For Sean Mapes behind the glass, I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell, have yourselves a wonderful Wednesday. The Killer Bees are up next. Peace!
ESPN 97.5.